with a look at Radio On The Go Sports for a Friday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens. We're going to start with some high school wrestling that took place last night. And it was a double duel to start off the season for three area North Central Conference wrestling teams, Hampton-Umatilla and Iowa Falls Alden over at Clarion Goldfield Dows. And it would come down to the final duel between CGD and Hampton-Umatilla to determine who would win the triangular. And not only that, it came down to the final wrestler. Braden Hansen got a pin in 5 minutes 25 seconds, so a third period pin, and Hansen not only wins that, but he secured the victory for the team, 39-30 over Clarion Goldfield Dows. The Bulldogs win the triangular. They also beat Iowa Falls Alden 48-33. Clarion Goldfield Dows beating Iowa Falls Alden 48-31. And multiple winners last night included for Hampton-Umatilla, Braden Hansen, Tate Schmidt, Jason Stevens, and Jack Showalter. And Showalter went 2-0 on the season, he won his 100th match of his career, that is, going 2-0 here to start the season. Again, congratulations to Jack Showalter and the Hampton-Umatilla team. For Clarion Goldfield Dows, they had five wrestlers go 2-0 on the evening: Ethan Traub, Caleb Seba, along with Garrett Seba, Eric Perez, and Daniel Chavez. And for Iowa Falls Alden, they had four wrestlers go undefeated: Andon Barrick, along with Brody Hoverston, Tucker Halick, Evan Ackerman. And actually, they had a fifth one. We can't forget about eighth-rated Gabe Hagwiger with a couple of pins last night to go 2-0 on the wrestling season to start over in Clarion. Also last night, some other wrestling action from around the area. We have the team scores here. Olwine over AGWSR, 60-24. And West Marshall defeated AGWSR 60-15 and did not get the East Marshall AGWSR score. So if you have that, you can phone that in. Dighton New Hartford fell to Sumner Fredericksburg as the Cougars defeat the Wolverines 54-26 on the mat last night. Also, South Hardin BCLUW was up against Waterloo Columbus and Hudson, and Columbus Catholic with a 40-36 win over the Storm, and Hudson defeat South Hardin BCLUW 51-30. Belmont Clemmy against Central Springs and Eagle Grove and Forest City. Forest City defeating the Broncos 54-24. Central Springs over Belmont Clemmy 72-12. It was Eagle Grove besting the Broncos 48-30. North Butler Clarksville at Northwood Kensett for a quadrangular, and NBC falls to North Union 60-21. Osage defeating North Butler Clarksville 66-18 and did not get the score on the Northwood Kensett North Butler Clarksville duel. But if you have that, please give us a call at the radio station. Also last night, we do have a couple scores from West Fork and Rockford. They wrestled each other up at West Hancock, and it was Rockford getting by West Fork 39-30. West Hancock defeating Rockford 66-9 in another one. West Hancock over West Fork 66-6, and St. Ansgar defeated West Fork 51-15. Other action on the high school level last night, some high school basketball as AGWSR was at Olwine. We have the girls' score. We're still needing the boys' score for the Cougars. That is not available at this time, so give us a call on that. But the Cougars rolling past the Huskies in their first meeting, 43-10. Cougar girls with the win on the road. Iowa Falls Alden hosting South Hamilton. It was South Hamilton girls besting the Cadets 51-34. On the boys' side, it was the Cadets winning 55-45 over the Hawks. And in college basketball, 14th-ranked Iowa State women trailed nearly the entire way in a 69-60 loss at LSU last night.
The crowd was really into it, the players and everyone, so the atmosphere was great. We just had to focus on what was going on in the game and make some plays and get some stops. And we didn't get it done tonight, but we played well, and we got to learn from this and continue to get better for our next one.
That's forward Ashley Jones, who led the Cyclones with 24 points on 8 of 12 shooting.
You just got to take the open shots. My teammates do a really great job of getting the ball to me when I'm open. Them being able to score as well also opens up the floor a little bit, makes the defense guard everybody, so that helps as well.
And the Cyclone women fall to 7-1. Duke women used a 14-2 run in the third quarter to take command in a 79-64 win over Iowa, handing the ninth-rated Hawkeyes their first loss of the season as well. Iowa ladies shot only 40%, including 3 of 19 from beyond the arc.
We just, we're usually, offense is something we can count on day in and day out, and it's our defense that I have to worry about. We did not play Iowa basketball. We didn't get our transition going. We didn't run our offense effectively, and it's very frustrating.
And that's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes are 4-1 and open Big Ten play Sunday at home against Michigan State.
You know, from this one, it's almost one of those where I feel as a coach, just burn the tape and get over it, because I don't know that we're going to learn a lot. It's going to be a lot of ugly in there. And, you know, I think that the team kind of is thinking right now of all the things that they could have done better, which is exactly what you want them to be doing. And so I think we're going to probably move on. We know this wasn't our performance, and we're going to get ready to open up Big Ten play against Michigan State at home on Sunday.
In other college basketball, we have a men's score in as the Drake Bulldogs start off the Missouri Valley Conference with a victory over Valparaiso, 73-66. Congratulations to Double D, Darren DeVries, and the Drake Bulldogs. Also, in other college basketball, the NIAC men's team is in a good spot right now. After the first eight games, the Trojans are 6-2 ahead of the Iowa Community College Conference schedule, and NIAC's six wins were not easy to come by, as two of the wins were by a combined 2 points. The Trojans beat Bryanton and Stratton to open the season 70-69, and last week topped North Central Missouri 71-70 in Nebraska.
We had a young man step up and knock down two free throws for us to help us win that game, and we actually up 1 point. We fouled with 1.4 seconds left last weekend, and fortunately for us and unfortunately for them, they did miss two free throws. So, you know, our record could be kind of anything right now, but real proud of our kids. They hung in there, and, you know, you have to make plays down the stretch when the games are close. And we've played four ranked teams that are either been ranked preseason or are ranked now, and so we've been tested, and that's good, because going into our league, we know we're going to be tested every night.
And that's NIAC men's basketball coach Mark Mole. Bradley Andrews connected on a baseline two-pointer for the game winner over North Central Missouri. Part of the Trojan success this year has been a balanced scoring attack with five guys averaging nine or more. The trend continued Monday in a 90-58 rout over the Mount Mercy JV. NIAC men's basketball has the weekend off before traveling to Dakota County Tech on Monday. And the Trojans open the Iowa Community College Athletic Conference schedule next week as well in a road trip to Iowa Western. They return home to face defending national champion Kirkwood Eagles on Wednesday, December 15th. The new Iowa girls high school basketball rankings are out. Let's take a look at who is rated from this part of the state and overall. In Class 1A, Newell Fonda and Bishop Garrigan of Algona rated number 1 and 2, and St. Ansgar dropped out of the top 15 in the Class 1A field. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford remains that is a strong number 1. Grundy Center, their rivals to the south, are rated number 2. Denver, in the same conference, is rated number 3. And West Hancock, 9th, Jessup, 10th, North Union, 13th. 13th, Applington Parkersburg is 14th now in Class 2A in the rankings. The AP moves in, but West Fork, the girls dropped out of the rankings. Class 3A, Unity Christian and West Lyon are the top two teams in Clear Lake, rated 8th. In Class 4A, Glenwood is number 1, and Mason City is rated 12th. Waverly Shellrock dropped out of the rankings. And in 5A, Johnston, Waterloo West, and Cedar Falls are the top three teams. And let's take a look before we go at who plays who in high school basketball here tonight. Belmont Clemmie is at Lake Mills. Clarion Goldfield Dowse is at Fort St. Edmund. Also, Hampton Dumont Cal is at Iowa Falls Alden for girls only action tonight. We'll have that on the radio for you with Dylan Dierberg about 7:30 or so with that start time on that girls varsity game. And then also North Butler teams are both at Mason City Newman. Rockford is at West Fork for boys action only. Applington Parkersburg boys and girls are at Grundy Center this evening. Clarksville teams are at Don Bosco. Dyke New Hartford playing at Sumner Fredericksburg. And the South Hardin boys and girls are at Waterloo Columbus this evening. Hampton Dumont Cal wrestling at the Dan Gable Donnybrook down in Coralville, Iowa. Eric Barkema will have a report later on tonight on that. Clarion Goldfield Dowse at the Independence Tournament. College basketball, Ellsworth men are at Southwestern. And also the Ellsworth women down there as well. Drake is hosting Longwood, and Iowa is at Purdue for women's college hoops going on this Friday, December 3rd. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. Radio on the Go Sports.